The resolution condemning Russia that was put before the Security Council was drawn up jointly by Albania and by the US.
In defense of all countries to have the right to be safe from invasion and annexation, we are voting yes. And in defense of the world's collective peace and security, we urge you to vote yes too. Let us show Putin the resolve of this council.
In response, Russia sounded incredulous.
Tell me, do you seriously expect Russia to consider and support such a draft? And if not, then it turns out that you are intentionally pushing us to use the right of the veto in order to then wax lyrical about the fact that Russia abuses this right.
And so when the draft resolution was put to the vote, there was no doubt how Russia would respond. It's a permanent member of the Security Council with veto power, and it used it.
Abstentions. Please raise your hands.
But it's notable that four other council members decided not to support the resolution and instead to abstain. China, Brazil, Gabon, and India.
Escalation of rhetoric or tension is in no one's interest. It is important that pathways are found for a return to the negotiating table. Keeping in view the totality of the evolving situation, India decided to abstain on the resolution.
After the meeting, the US ambassador told reporters she'd take the issue to a vote of all 193 United Nations members in the General Assembly.
Right after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, when the General Assembly voted at the beginning of March, 141 countries voted to deplore Russia's actions. Following the Security Council vote and the abstentions, some will be asking whether it's possible to reach that high watermark again. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, of the United Nations.